It is a beautiful Tuesday, rather Friday. Where am I? It's 11:51 right here on Fresh FM 102.9. That was Lovey featuring the late Tunaki with Hear Our Cry. And funny enough, joining me in studio is Mpo, aka Lovey. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Good to have you in studio.
Thank you so
and
much.
I was talking to you off air now. I was telling you how the songs take me back into memory lane. Way back when I actually used to watch NBC, when I used to watch TV. Now, I know, you know, this generation, we're just on our phones, on our laptops, on Netflix. But back then when I used to watch TV, this song used to air all the time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, here so we can discuss the message behind this particular song, which inspired your foundation. That's Hear Our Cry Foundation, which is brilliant if you ask me. Now, let's talk about your foundation, what your foundation strives to achieve.
Okay, let's go back to the song first.
Yes.
So this song was also inspired. It was one of my trigger moments because I am a survivor of childhood sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
And around that time, there was this incident of Magdalena Stockfels. She was murdered and also assaulted nearby a school that I attended, David Besaidenhout.
Wow.
And it just brought a trigger to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, what if it happened to me, you know?
Yeah.
And this inspired the song. And then from there, going to my healing journey, is where I decided, okay, let me just use this song as the foundation's name, Hear Our Cry.
Wow.
Because we do, you know, have untreated traumas and nobody talks about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not heard in the society or communities.
Yes.
And that's how it came all about.
Wow, brilliant. I think it's something that most people shy away from talking about.
Mm-hmm.
People are always more on a physical health. You must be physically healthy, but then mental health is something people shy away from.
Yeah.
With reference to your journey and your experiences, how important do you think mental health and dealing with such experiences is? How important do you think that is?
It is very important to an extent that sometimes if you don't deal with that, you don't live out your full potential.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because maybe you're crumbled by fear of what had happened in your past and stuff like that. And you're scared to, you know, explore whatever you can do and stuff like that. In my case, yeah, it happened to me. I was, you know, caught up in depression so heavily that I actually wanted to end my own life.
Yeah.
But now that I took that step to speak out and to reach out for help, I mean, I am now the founder of a foundation and helping somebody else heal. And, you know, and that is that motivates me to say, don't give up. You know, you have a mission upon your life and just do that.
Exactly. Funny enough, I had this conversation with a couple of friends earlier this week, and we're talking about how addressing something could potentially make that thing a reality in your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a perfect question to pose to you. Do you think, because obviously you're advocating for addressing it, fixing it, and addressing the trauma so it can go away, but then an argument would be, if I don't acknowledge it, it doesn't take effect on my life. How true do you think that argument could be?
Okay, if you don't address it.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning that you're hiding behind it.
You're
becoming a prisoner to to a crime that you didn't commit to yourself, in my case.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I was. I was a prisoner. I was locked in a cage because I don't want to acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hide it. And then triggers come. And then now you have an episode or you lapse into going through the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
It's almost like you can say you are re-victimizing yourself.
Yes.
For the rest of your life.
Wow, okay.
You understand? That is what I believe happened to me. I mean, just imagine my journey for healing actually took place when I was 35.
Wow.
So for that rest of the 35 that I went through the depression, I was not myself.
Yeah.
But now I'm living the best version of me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because
yes.
I addressed it, because I took that step.
Mm-hmm. And to the listeners that are like, hey, this is something I'd like to do. I mean, a lot of people go through a lot of things and they don't mention it. Some people just go out smiling and being happy and being jolly, but there's a lot happening on the inside. And if they are these kind of people, how do they get to where you are, living their best life, living within their purpose? How can one get to Mpo?
What I did with the foundation is I opened a peer support group system, meaning that it's people that have the same shared experience and we can talk about it. There you won't feel judged because I think most people feel judged. That's why they hide behind their smiles.
Yeah.
So it's like everybody has this mask on. And we are just pretending. And then tomorrow you hear, oh, but this person just ended their life. But why? Yeah. They were happy and all that. But with the peer support group, it's the people that went through the same thing. We share, we laugh, we cry, you know, we help each other because most of the people feel alone. They feel like they are the only victims, but there are other people also, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a different story, different background, but it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So why not go to a peer support group where you can share and just feel, I mean, get to your tribe, you
yeah,
know.
Exactly.
Have a tribe and, you know, be one with them and don't feel so alone and neglect yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think company is precious. A lot of people pride themselves in being self-made people, like I can do it by myself. But then if we could do it by ourselves, then what's the point of being on earth with a lot of people, right? So I think it's important, and I do agree. I think peer support groups is always a good thing. Don't isolate yourself.
Yeah.
Reach out. Now, when do these peer support groups happen, and how does one get to attend?
Okay, so Mondays and Wednesdays, I just thank God for opening doors for me. Mm-hmm. I have a place, a venue. It's at Holy Redeemer Catholic Church in Katatura.
Okay.
I was thinking, like, you know, I want to be in the heart of where the people are so that they could come, because it's free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, you don't have to pay or anything.
Yeah.
So it's Monday and Wednesday. There's a session 2 o'clock to 3:30, and then 5 to 6:30.
Okay.
And then you can just join and we talk about it. You can also call me if you would like to do arrangements if time is not suitable for you.
Yeah.
That is on 081-31-37-860. That is 081-31-37-860.
Fantastic. Now, Mpo, before we let you go, there's something here that stood out for me. That is in the paper you sent me, and it says we're here to give an opportunity, or give everyone or every survivor a platform to uncover, discover, recover, and be covered. And that's uncover the torments of depression, discover your full potential, recover your self-worth, and be covered by the word of God.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. I love it so much. And if you're listening and there's something you're going through and you don't tell people, or even if you do and they're not listening, find your crowd. Find the people that will listen to you. Find the people that you can listen to. Be there for someone, and someone will also be there for you. Brilliant. Thank you so much, Mpo, for joining us in studio and giving us this informative chat.